Well, I'm sitting here looking out. It's still raining, people. It hasn't stopped raining for 6 weeks. Oh my goodness me. I'm wondering what's going to happen, because we have this little patio thing here, and the water's just getting higher and higher. Starting to get concerned about it all. But hopefully, we've had thunder, lightning, all kinds of things here. But basically rain. No snow, lots of rain. Anyway, I've been thinking, this is something on my mind, because the thing with the WikiLeaks and everything, and my favourite Radio 4 programme, Feedback, has gone off the air until next year, so I'm quite sad about that. What will I do on my Friday afternoons now? I've that's sort of half an hour of just sort of sitting there, nice cup of tea, not knowing what's going to be on the programme, always being surprised. Even though I follow Feedback on the Twitter, I'm always surprised about the sort of schedule of the program. But that's gone now until the new year. So I'm a little bit upset about that. And I know these things happen, but, you know, there we go. But the whole point of Feedback is it's the opportunity for listeners of BBC Radio to complain or to congratulate. It's not all negative, you know. Lots of people say wonderful things about various programs. I was very impressed with certain programs, and, you know, the idea of feedback is it gives you the opportunity to air your opinions, good or ill. But the thing is, I was watching This Week on BBC One. They put little clips onto the website, and you can watch the little clips. And they were talking about the issue of WikiLeaks and everything. And the host, Andrew, he was asked what his opinion was regarding these leaks. And he said, well, look, I'm a journalist. I'm sort of paraphrasing here. I'm a journalist. I believe in full disclosure. And I was just thinking, as a sort of philosophical sort of issue here, I was wondering, in the case of BBC Radio News, because the issue came up, I think, last week on Feedback, didn't it? The problem of the people who make Panorama were being quizzed by the people who make Today. Both programmes are controlled by the same organisation, and very often the same person sort of in the management of that. And you know, quite a legitimate question arose, which was, how do you have one bit? It's a bit like when Kenny Everett was sacked from Radio 1 or Radio 2, and he said, look, here I am. They were doing like a video or TV documentary. I think BBC Two was filming him, and he was saying, look, here I am being filmed by one bit of the BBC about being sacked by the other. And it's that sort of the thing, because of the nature of the BBC. And the question has arisen. It rose last week about the idea of, if you're a journalist, you know, do you, if you get information, do you believe, as Andrew does, in full disclosure? But are you looking at that from the point of view of being a BBC journalist and therefore a journalist? Are you looking at that from the point of view of being an employee of the BBC? Are you looking at it from the point of view of being a fan of the BBC? These are very important sort of metaphysical questions here, Pilar, I'm trying to sort of discuss here. And, you know, where does your loyalty lie? Personally, I think if you work with the BBC, your loyalty lies with the BBC. But what about if you're a journalist? Because obviously, if you work for the Today programme, you may have questions you want to ask, and your boss says, no, you can't ask that question because blah, blah, blah. I've been in touch with the lawyers, or I've been in touch with whomever. And therefore, as a journalist, you know, you can't simply believe in anarchy. You have to believe in certain structures, certain rules. And this whole idea of full disclosure, I don't know if sort of the reality is that you can't have full disclosure. So BBC News, my question, or if you like, my topic, my debate is, what happens in the case of BBC Radio News? You have information, you know, what is the process when you deal with the information? Are you a citizen? Are you a British subject of the Crown? Are you a BBC employee? What are you? Who are you? And how do you make the decisions when dealing with very sensitive information?